I think it's still quite a lot of time to go, so you never take anything for granted. But obviously, it's put us in a good position, and we come so close to hanging on. I think we had a lot of possession. We had a strong second half. It was not the prettiest of games, but it was a blood and thunder cup tie, what you expect in a sort of, you know, we had a great turnout from our crowd, and yeah, we put in a hard shift and maybe didn't quite get what we deserved, but yeah, you know, we come close.
Has that laid down a marker for the rest of the season, putting in a performance like that at a, you know, high-flying League Two club?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've turned in a few good performances of late, and I think we've slowly turned the corner and we're starting to be a little bit more consistent and showing a little bit more guile in our play. So, yeah, hopefully we're, you know, we've got to use this as a springboard as well, you know. But it doesn't mean a lot if we don't go and transfer this form into Kidderminster on Wednesday. You know, we've shown a lot of heart and desire today, and pushed on, like I said, from the great travelling support we had. So we'll just have to see how we go after this.
It did seem like it took the team maybe 20 minutes at the start to find your feet, but from then on you were the big, you know, in control of the game. You were pressing the agenda. Is that important, you know, to have that time to have that belief, to think, yeah, we can come here, we can put in a performance, we can take the game to them?
Yeah, of course, we can take a lot of confidence from that, and, you know, we can take a lot of heart from the fact that we were on the back foot the first 20 minutes, like you said, but we managed to turn it round, and, you know, we'd done that and sorted that out on the pitch, and once we got in the ascendancy and pressed them and shut them down, we sort of, you know, got a bit more of a foothold in the game, and then we had a lot more pressure.
The fans obviously were great this afternoon from start to finish. How much of a difference did that make?
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, I think you could see from my celebration how I enjoyed doing that in front of them. It was a magic moment. I just so wish we could have held on to the win, so we could have been, you know, celebrating a party. But my old teammate Danny Hollands over there sort of done what he usually does. He stepped up and, you know, arrived in the box late and got a decisive equaliser for them. So it's a shame, but hopefully, you know, bring them back to our place. It's a replay. It's more money in the coffers of the club, which is much needed. And, yeah, we can take a lot of heart from today and a lot of confidence.
How confident are you that you can get a result in that replay?
Yeah, definitely. I think it just showed us that, you know, if we believe in ourselves and go at them and step forward and play on the front foot, we're a lot better side and we're going to give them some problems. But maybe at the start we were sort of a little bit stepped off and sort of trying to find our way in the game, and, it took us 20 minutes to find that. So we can't afford to give players of their quality too much time, so it's something we'll be working on. But we've got some important league games between now and then, so we're going to probably have to put this to the back of our minds now and concentrate on Wednesday.